For several years, he had thought of Birdie from time to time, but gradually, she had slipped from his memory. It was hard to keep track of everything when a man lived such a long, full, adventurous life.
Birdie, it is mighty good to see you again. I'm glad the Great Spirit has brought us together after all these years.
I thought you would return.
Yeah, well, life took me to other places.
The memory of what we shared never faded.
I remembered well.
Drawing Preacher's attention by stepping toward him, the young man downright glared at him for some reason.
It is like one peers into still water and the other gazes back.
What?
Preacher, this is our son. Hawk that soars.
Oh, now, that there was 20 winters ago.
It was.
Well, Birdie, you should have told me.
Would knowing have made you stay with us?
Oh, damn it!
I knew the sort of man you were. The sort of man you are. You grow older, Preacher, but you never truly change.
I ain't so sure about that.
I am. That is why, when Hawk and I left our village, we came to look for you. I knew you would still be the same man, and if anyone can help us, it is you, Preacher.
Hold on. Now just back up a mite. You said before you were looking for me. Did you really think you'd just run into me out here in the middle of nowhere?
It was not a matter of trusting completely to the Great Spirit to guide us to you. I knew you were headed in this direction. One moon ago, I spoke to a man called Nofziger.
Yeah, I know him.
Otto Nofziger was another trapper, a friend, even though Preacher saw him only two or three times a year, and some years not at all.
I run into Otto down on the Cimarron a while back. I don't recollect for sure, but I might have mentioned something to him about trying my luck in these parts this year.
Yes, he is a good man and has visited our village before. I asked him about you.
Because you were trying to find me?
Not then. Not yet. I ask all the trappers who pass through our village about you to make sure you are alive and healthy.
Now hold on. You never married up with some other fella, had more youngins with him?
Many asked me, but I always refused.
Well, hell, I never meant for that to happen. Oh, you should have just forgot about me, gone on with your life.
How could I do that when...
Is it not enough? You talk and talk and talk while the Blackfoot gets away.
Reckon those fellas are part of a bigger war party?
At least 40. They split up to search for us. Tall Bull's men must have seen us leaving the village, and he believes we seek help. He is right about that. We sought you, Preacher.
Tall Bull, huh?
Tall Bull was a Blackfoot war chief who'd been making some noise in recent years, gathering followers to him and becoming more powerful in the tribe. Preacher believed his stomping grounds to be north of there. As soon as he had laid eyes on the men chasing Bird in the tree and Hawk that soars, he had recognized him as Blackfoot. That was why he had not hesitated to jump into the fight, even though he had known who they were pursuing. He figured if the Blackfoot were after him, he was on their side, whoever they were. That assumption had borne out in spades.
What does Tall Bull have against your village?
We are Absarica. Does he need any other reason to attack us?
No, hell, I reckon not.
Many bands of our people have left these mountains and moved south and east. Greyfeather will not go. He says we will stay where we have been and that Tall Bull will not force us from our home.
Preacher remembered Greyfeather. Man had been a stalwart young warrior back when Preacher had wintered with the band of Absarica. From what Birdie said, Greyfeather must have assumed leadership of the band and become their chief at some point in the time that had passed. Preacher could believe that.
Tall Bull's trying to extend the Blackfoot hunting grounds down here, push out all the other tribes.
Yes.
We will fight him. We will kill him.
Well, you handled yourself pretty good in that fight, youngster. I was impressed, but you can't take on an entire Blackfoot war party by yourself.
That is why we want you to help us, Preacher.
Birdie, just how many Blackfoot you think I can kill at one time anyway?
I told you we were wasting our time searching for this man. We should have stayed in the village to help there. but you would not listen.
Hey, hold on there. You shouldn't be talking to your ma like that. She deserves your respect.
Why? For lying with a white man and pining for him ever since?
You better hush that mouth of yours.
Preacher, stop. Hawk, be quiet.
I will not be told what to do by a woman.
Boy, you better listen to your ma. She knows what she's talking about. Now listen, Birdie, I'll help you and your people. Don't think for a second I won't. It's just depending on how big that war party is. Might take a while to kill them all. Now that's all I was saying.
As I said, Preacher, you never truly change.